thank you. And I praise you. You have eyes, and I have eyes. You have ears, and I have ears. And we are going to be impacted by your word today, which is the solution that's coming. It's already in progress for the United States of America and many nations that have been chosen by God. And they will bow in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to take you back to Isaiah 44 just to remind you where we were last week and to remember that Cyrus had been given a commission, and the same spirit that was speaking to Cyrus and about Cyrus would definitely be working in President Trump. So I'm going to give you verse 28 of chapter 4. I say concerning Cyrus.
Chapter 4 or 44?
44. I'm sorry, 44.
What verse?
44 of 28. I say concerning Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and he will carry out all purposes I have for him. So, saying to Jerusalem, you will be rebuilt and flourish again. Saying to the temple, you will be reconstructed. Now, these pieces to the puzzle, we've already had a little bit of recognition that Jerusalem was declared the capital by President Trump. He's the Cyrus of today. But I want you to pay attention to chapter 45, because a lot of times we get all kinds of information about Cyrus, but we don't know what he did, and we know that this is a prophetic message about what Trump, I believe, is going to unfold in the days and weeks and years ahead. Okay? Verse 1. This is what Yahweh says to the anointed one, Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped as my servant. Whose servant?
His servant.
To conquer nations, with an S, and dethrone their kings. And I love that part. In the footnote it says, the belt of their kings will loosen, a Hebrew idiom for disarming and dethroning Babylon, was taken in one night by Cyrus. Belshazzar, the Chaldean king, was killed. See Daniel 5. You see, one faction of what he's capable of doing, and I believe will happen, it could be that some of this already has taken place because of what happened in the Middle East when the 4 years that, you know, Trump was on the job. For I will open doors before him, and no fortified gate will remain closed. I will march out in front of you and level every obstacle. I love that one. I will shatter to pieces bronze doors. Those are bronze, represent suffering. So doors of suffering are going to be shattered. And slice through iron bars. Iron bars is really identified as witchcraft, witches and warlocks. Slice through iron bars. I will give you hidden treasures of darkness. So whoever's got all this property, God will deal with them. And he's going to use Cyrus to do it. So if you get bent out of shape about the news that this is gone and that's gone, that's the focus of the flesh. I can't afford it, and you can't afford it.
It's laid up for the righteous.
Huh?
It's laid up for the righteous.
Laid up, exactly. And wealth waiting in secret sites. Hear this. Wealth waiting in secret sites. Banks. Ain't got it? So that you recognize me, for it is I, Yahweh, the God of Israel, who calls you by your name. Woo-hoo! Got it?
Yes.
All right. B, footnote. The Hebrew wording allows for this possible translation. Yahweh, who calls you by your name, the God, gods with an S, judges or mighty ones of Israel. The word for gods, G-O-D-S, is Elohim, plural, and translated in some verses as judges. So that was important for me. Because again, when people judge, we're in trouble. When we let the one who is the judge judge correctly, which that's what those scales were about. Okay? There wasn't any kind of need because it was level. There was a work going on in obedience. Okay? Verse 4. For the sake of my servant Jacob, that's the man of flesh, and Israel, my chosen, the man of the spirit. You're having a good time, you?
I've been in a lot of pain. I've been up since 4:30 this morning. I've been studying, and I just walked in the kitchen to make a cup of coffee, and I said, Lord, I feel like Jacob holding my staff right now. So, anyways, sorry.
I call you by your name and give you a title of honor, but you don't even know me. I am Yahweh, the only God there is. I love that part. And you will never find another. I will strengthen you for victory. I will strengthen you for victory. I'm going to repeat it again. I will strengthen you for victory. John, that's yours.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing and I'm seeing your face in my spirit, and I know that that is yours. God is strengthening you for victory. Even though you do not intimately know who I am. I don't know if that's part for you as well, but I think you're already there in some degree, but that verse is for you. Yet through you, everyone will know whom or who I really am. Through you, everyone will know who I really am. Darlene, that's yours. You've already done it. Okay? Through you. Okay, yes, Lord. I'm hearing it. Marguerite, that's yours. Through you, everyone will know who I really am. Those from the rising sun in the east to the west. Everyone everywhere will know that I am Yahweh, the one and only God. And there is no other. I create light and I make it dark. I make bliss and I create adversity. I am Yahweh, who does all these things. Shower down righteousness, O heavens above. Let the clouds drip with deliverance. Let earth womb, open and bear salvation, salvation's fruit, with righteousness rising up besides it. Yahweh have created all of them. Shame on the one who argues with his creator. Shame on the one who argues with his creator. Like one clay pot among other pots, arguing with the potter, should the clay say to the potter, "What in the world are you doing with me? Your hands are clumsy." Shame on the one who complains to Father, "Why in the world did you conceive me?" See, I believe many of us questioned why we ever came into this realm, because we didn't like the father, we didn't like the mother, we didn't like the circumstances, we weren't happy. They gave you away, they rejected you. What are you doing? You can't afford that. Okay? There was a purpose. He sent you into the place and time for his own purpose, not about you. It's about him. Or to a mother, "Why in the world did you bring me to birth?" Listen to what Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, the one who shaped him, has to say. "Why do you question me about the destiny of my children?" Whose children are they? Yeah. And you see, I'd like to change some things inside of me. I'd like to change some things inside of those that I love. But you know what? These are temporary. I brought them up to a degree. You've got a few. You brought them up. But whose children are they? Yes. Whose child am I?
Yes.
Yeah. Or tell me what to do with my children. That should change our outlook. Okay? Tell God what to do with his children and what I have made. See, if we are conscious that they are his children, he's going to adjust each one according to what he has planned. And it will shatter the darkness. Okay? Now, how many of you would like to help him out? How would you, you know, you look at yourself and you say, "Oh my God, I failed." No, you didn't. Sometimes the sin nature takes over and uses you. Anybody got a relation up here? When it uses you, recognize again, because this is what, you know, the Holy Spirit was pressing in today. He said, St. Paul realized that in the flesh there was nothing of God, nothing good. It was all old. In your inner man is your strength. And that's what you've pointed out. In the inner man. You were feeding in the inner man. That inner man is Israel in me. Okay? He is working diligently to let me separate the two. The old man may be deteriorating, but the new creation is gaining in wisdom and strength, power, and it will overwhelm the enemy. Okay?
Yes.
It will happen. Okay? Tell me what to do with my children and what I have made. Because that's all forms of criticalness.
Right.
It's all form of reasoning, which we've talked about. Okay? I created the earth and populated it with people. With my own hand, I spread out the cosmos. And then commanded the starry hosts to shine. I am the one who raises him up. Oh, raise him up in righteousness. I will make all his paths straight and level. That's Cyrus. He's changing that man to what he needs to be. Amen?
Amen.
I will build my city and release my exiled people. Not because he was bribed or hired to do it, declares the Almighty Yahweh. Yahweh, the hope of the nations. Verse 14. This is what Yahweh says to Cyrus. Egypt's wealth, Cush's treasures, and the tall Sabians will all be handed over to you in chains. They will walk behind you. Now that's North Africa, correct? So, they will be brought before you, and they will bow down and address you reverently, with respect. He's not been received with respect. Not by the media, and not by the nations. Saying, truly God is with you. He only is God, and there is no other. So there's a day coming that they're going to see God in Trump. They're going to see his fruit. And they're going to know it's because God has a hand on this man. Just like he has a hand on each of us. He's got his hand on you, Gail. Why? Because you are the one that's defending and bringing protection. Yes, you're still big sister. So don't stop. Truly, O God of Israel, the Savior, you are a God who hides himself. All the idol makers will be ashamed and disgraced. I believe that's the Catholic background with their idols. And each one will walk away in confusion. But Yahweh saves Israel with everlasting salvation. You will not be put to shame nor disgraced for all eternity. Hear me. You will not be put to shame nor disgrace for all eternity. This is what Yahweh says. Heaven's creator, who alone is God? He created the earth, shaped it, and established it all by himself. I love that part.
Awesome.
All by himself. He didn't need you.
Right.
He didn't need me. He created us to be his kids, not his complaint ward. He made it fit and orderly and beautiful for its inhabitants. And he says, I am Yahweh, and there is no other God. I didn't whisper in secret in a realm of darkness. I didn't say to Jacob's tribes, seek me in vain. I am Yahweh. I speak the truth and declare to you what is right. That's why if you spend time in his word, you will be changed. Because your inner man is going to gain power and strength. And it will change your outer man as well. Draw near, you refugees from among the nations. Those who parade their powerless wooden idols have no revelation knowledge. They keep on praying to gods, small g, who cannot save them. Declare what is to be and state your case. Go ahead and take counsel together. Who knew all about this and declared it long ago? Was it not I, Yahweh? There is no God apart from me. I am a righteous God and a savior. There is no one you can compare to me. So turn your hearts to me, face me now, and be saved wherever you are, even from the ends of the earth. For I alone am God, and there is no other. I make this solemn path or oath to you in my own name. This word sent from my mouth is in righteousness. will not return unfulfilled. Truly, every knee will bow before me. Every tongue will solemnly swear allegiance to me. All will say of me, yes, only in Yahweh do I find righteousness and strength. And all who were angry with me will come before me and regret it. You know, when you realize the intensity of our Creator, which I don't think my mind can contain that. I never thought, and I don't think I have that ability. My spirit may have some awareness, but my head and what's inside and all the things I've learned, I simply say in awe, Lord, I know of your Savior Jesus to a degree. I know of his love for me. I know of his compassion that he died on that cross for me. But to be able to comprehend your magnitude, I'm not there. I'm asking. And I'm receiving by faith more and more as you download the truth to me. Because you are the truth, Lord. And you will definitely not let me be annihilated because I stood against you in any way. I thank you and I honor you and I lift you up before Father. Yes, in Yahweh, all of Israel's offsprings will triumph and shine. That's verse 25. Say it with me. In Yahweh, all of Israel, offsprings will triumph and shine. That's my inner man. All of Israel and the offsprings, next generations, will triumph and they will shine. Hallelujah. You see, when you read what is about to take place, all of this darkness that we're being bombarded with, what happens to it? Yeah. But what if you didn't have his word? What? Huh?
I said, wow.
Yeah, wow. You see, his word creates hope in me. Amen. And when I spent time yesterday with my family, I was, you know, watching as downloads were coming out. And some of it was me, but some of it was him. Do I understand the fullness of that? No. I'm not going to say that I do. I don't. What I do know this is when I'm in obedience to the Holy Spirit, the rest will fall into place. And when you're commissioned of God to do or to act or to speak and you obey, Papa gets happy all over again. Papa gets excited over his children that are in that place of submission. Do we find it comfortable to submit? Yes, sometimes. Sometimes. Or maybe part-time. I'm better at it than I used to be. Okay? So there's progress. But as far as getting the full plan and watching as the, you know, the families, the members of the family, the challenges we've had in the past few weeks, they've been real. And asking Holy Spirit to, you know, pick up the ones that are falling apart is part of our intercession. And that's what we're going to continue to do. So just close your eyes right now and put your right hand over your heart. Say, Holy Spirit, Cyrus is on the job. And your spirit is operating in him and through him. There may be a lot of helpers. And there's one in Quebec. He's getting persecuted. But we believe you will lift him up so that they can be connected under the anointing of the Creator, Yahweh himself. Let Holy Spirit work with these that are in authority. Working with and under Cyrus. There might be more Cyruses in different nations. And if so, lift them up. We lift them up right now. In Jesus' name. And I speak to my heart. And I say, be at peace. Don't ever complain again. Because Papa loves his kids. And I'm one of them. I give you praise, Lord, for your perfect plan for me. Hallelujah.